Welcome to CCAST, a Clemson University podcast sharing everything about graduate education, inclusive excellence, research, and graduate life in the College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host today, Sarah Beakey. I'm a PhD student in bioengineering in the bioengineering department. Today, we have two graduate students, Earl and Laura, as our guest speaker today, and we will be discussing the Black CCAS graduate experience at Clemson University. But before we get started, I would like our two guests to introduce themselves. Laura, you can go first.
Hi, everyone. My name is Laura Latisse. I'm a PhD student in the bioengineering department. I'm starting my second year now, so I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. Earl?
Yes. Hi, everyone. So I'm Earl Huff. I'm a third year PhD candidate studying human-centered computing at Clemson University School of Computing.
Awesome. Okay, let's start our discussion. So the first question I want to ask y'all too is, I want to know what convinced you to come to Clemson University for graduate school?
Yeah, so for me, I went to school in upstate New York, so, and I'm from Connecticut. One, location was important to me. Two, I also wanted to be at a school that was a tier one university, so a school that was doing a lot of research and would have funding for research. And then three, I actually was at a conference. I want to say it was my junior year. And this conference, it was to promote, I guess, diversity in academia. And Clemson was like one of the main sponsors for that conference. And I thought it was really cool just seeing people with PhDs, seeing people with in their postdoc as well, seeing people who are professors in industry just talk about their experience in grad school. And I was so moved at the fact that Clemson like was even a part of that, because I didn't know how important that would be for other universities. So I spoke to someone there and I learned more about just Clemson in general. And I found out that my department is actually a really good department to be in. So that's why I chose Clemson.
Right. So my path is a little different. So I was actually looking to transfer from a previous PhD program in computer science. So I was actually given advice from my former advisor at looking at Clemson. So I took a trip down to the School of Computing to see what their department was like, what was their culture, what was their program featuring. And so the human-centered computing program actually turned out to be exactly what I was looking for in terms of more interdisciplinary research and involving more training and understanding the intersection of humans and technology. So I found that it was the right fit for me. And so, you know, I decided to, you know, come down to South Carolina and enroll at Clemson School of Computing.
Interesting. So did your expectation of Clemson University prior to coming to grad school here change as you as you enter graduate school, and you both have spent almost more than 2 years here? How's your expectation of Clemson as a graduate school change?
Well, my expectations for grad school haven't really changed since I got here. Like, graduate school has been everything that I've heard it to be. It's challenging. It's given me a lot of time to self-reflect and figure out like what I actually want to do, because when I came here, I originally thought I wanted to go straight into academia after this. And I mean, my eyes have opened a lot more, and that's not necessarily the case. So I think that everything that I heard about graduate school, like Clemson literally met those expectations. Like, graduate school can be lonely, it can be challenging, but you can still make it whatever you want it to be. So
yeah,
this is my experience so far. So
yeah, like for me, mostly like my reflection of Clemson University was kind of like based on the undergrad experience, because I thought like graduate school at Clemson would be the same as undergraduate at Clemson, and like seeing how Clemson population is for undergraduate, but it's completely different on the graduate level. Like the graduate level is far more diverse, and you're also kind of secluded, and you don't really interact a lot with the undergrad, so it's just like a whole different experience. So that's why I asked that question. Earl, do you have any insight?
Yeah, so I probably come from a slightly different background from the two of you, because I came in already with a master's degree. So I've already done grad school. Then I went into industry, worked for about 3 years before I decided to pursue a PhD. And so when I started my first institution, I was already working at the PhD level at an R1 institution. So coming to Clemson, my expectations were kind of on the par with my former institution. I kind of had an idea of what to expect, but in that I didn't expect anything different from Clemson, more so the expectations of the program I was in. And being here for now 3 years, I can say that Clemson definitely has met my expectations. And, you know, I'm not disappointed or regret at all, you know, coming here.
Mm-hmm. So how did you find to be your support system while in graduate school? Because Laura, you did say, like, graduate school is difficult, like everyone that is lonely, it's tough. Like, so how did y'all go about finding that support system to help you through along?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find like my support system per se, but I know like the Black Graduate Student Association is definitely a support system that I have. My PI is most definitely a support system that I have. Like, I don't think that I would be as happy as I am if I didn't have the PI that I had, because I have, because she is just an amazing person. And I feel like graduate school, your experience in graduate school is going to depend on the work that you do, but also the relationship that you have with your PI ultimately. So of course, like, I have my support system outside of Clemson as well. And I think it's really, really, really important for people to maintain the connections that they made before they got here, because your life isn't just grad school, like it's something else. So I talk to my family all the time, and I still talk to my friends, and I often travel and see people. I mean, this was before COVID, but yeah, so I try and continue those relationships that I do have. So
yeah, and so for me, my support system is kind of multifaceted. So yes, I have support with BGSA, you know, when first got here, you know, Sarah's one of the first people I've met, but also orientation, came across the Black Graduate Student Association. And that's kind of the expectations coming from my previous institution, because again, there was a BGSA organization there. So having been grounded in BGSA and finding some support, you know, outside my department was certainly very helpful, but also having the out of the university experience. So kind of what Laura had touched on is making connections beyond university. So having traveled to many different conferences and met a lot of different people, especially within my own field, my own research area, has definitely been very important. I still keep in touch with all of them, and we just provide support for one another as we're going through the process. Because hey, we're all going through the same thing. We're gonna get that doctorate. And it's even important to consider, you know, when the time is to get on the market. You know, those networks are going to be very crucial in finding jobs, one, and two, just even to even land a job for that matter. So I say that the support system definitely is multifaceted and can come in many different ways as far as the benefits.
Awesome. Thank you. So let's talk about our individual department. What do you like most about your department, and what do you like least, or things that they can improve on within the department? I know, Laura, you're in bioengineering. Earl, you're in human-centered computing. And for like in graduate school, departments really act as individual entities. So like what's happening in bioengineering department is completely different what they're doing in human-centered computing, even for when it comes to qualifying exams and even proposing your dissertation and beyond. Things are just so different. So can y'all talk about the culture within your department?
I guess I'll jump in. So to kind of bring clarity, so the school of computing is like the department itself. Mm-hmm. And so we have different divisions within the school of computing. So there's computer science, there's human-centered computing, there's visual computing, and then there's one for faculty of instruction. I think that's one of the things I like about school computing, is that they have these different paths. So if someone's interested in computer science, they can go into computer science track. If they want to do human-centered computing, they can go in that track. If they want to do digital production arts or animations, there's visual computing. So it offers many different options for different people's tastes. And with computing being so interdisciplinary these days, it's important to provide different options for people to see their paths along computing. So that's what I like the most about it, is just the different options they provide in terms of the degree programs. What I feel as though could be improved is more so the engagement amongst faculty and students, especially for support of students from underserved populations. I know that's something that they're trying to work on now, but I just feel as though more of the engagement and support in that area is essential for improving retention, especially in computing.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, one of my favorite things about the department is that we have, honestly, I don't fully know her position, but I can describe her position. So she basically helps faculty and students with grant writing, and she'll help you like edit your writing. And I mean, not just for grants, but for anything really, edit your writing. She'll walk through with you about like how you want to say things on paper. And I think that that's really, really, really important, because I mean, coming from and having an engineering background, right? And being in an engineering PhD program, I didn't write that much when I was an undergrad. So writing is not necessarily my strongest suit. So having that, having someone that can help me with that is very, very important. And I do appreciate her for that, because I mean, I utilized that resource, and this past May, I was awarded a fellowship that is supporting me for the next 2 years. So I didn't expect, like, I don't think I could have, like, my writing alone could have gone that far, but she definitely helped me say what I needed to say, but as precise and concise as possible. And I think that I also really like the fact that our department has a lot of equipment, like a lot of equipment. I know that's something that a lot of other universities may or may not have, but for me, it's important because I do cell-based research. I need to make sure that I have like specific things to run my experiments. And if you don't have those things, or if your department doesn't have the resources to get those things, your progress can be delayed. And I like the fact that, you know, we're always getting a new equipment. Since I've started, actually, we've gotten so much more new things. One thing that I think could be improved, kind of like Earl, like I think that the connections between faculty and students can be built a little bit more, but I also think that the connection between students and students, because I don't know, I mean, I'm not expected to know all of the graduate students in my department, but I don't think that there's like one way besides our seminar for everyone to like get to know each other. I see familiar faces when I'm walking up and down the building, but I still don't know everyone. So I think probably facilitating some sort of connection between graduate students with each other and graduate students with faculty would be good.
One thing you touched on that I really like was how like we're always getting new equipments within our department, but also how communal our department is. Like, so if you don't have something or you need to use another's lab equipment, like everyone is always open to letting you use their stuff or letting you in your lab. And you don't see that a lot in different universities. So just the sharing aspect and like the willingness to teach you how to use their equipment, I really like in our department. Yeah. So going into our last question, because we're hitting the 3 minute mark, what advice would you give to incoming students of color?
Honestly, I'm still working on this, but be fearlessly you. Ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Don't, imposter syndrome is going to hit all of us, right? But if you're here, you're here for a reason. So, I mean, continuously tell yourself that, establish some sort of self-care routine, because like I said, graduate school is you're not just a student, you're more than a student. Your research, you should be able to separate the work that you do from the person that you are. And if they do tie into each other, make sure that, you know, you're finding ways to balance that. Like, grad school is just all about balance. So make sure you figure out how to incorporate some self-care and continuously be you.
Mm-hmm. I would say, find your community, find your village. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most important aspects to getting through graduate school is having that support system. So finding a group of people that you can connect with and sort of bond with is, I think, very, very important for, you know, for your health. And also be able to give yourself grace. You know, this will be a challenge. Mm-hmm. You're not meant to be perfect. You're not expected to have perfection. It is okay for things to not go the way they seem to or you want them to be. So, you know, give yourself some grace and understand that things take time. You know, just, this is all a learning process. That's what it's meant to be. Whatever you're doing, a master's program or a PhD, just know everything is going to come in time. So if you don't get it right the first time, that's perfectly okay. And another thing I would say is failure is a part of the process. I don't think a lot of times students learn from their advisors about this, but there's going to be a lot of failures too, but that's okay because that's where the majority of the learning comes from. Mm-hmm. So whether it's paper rejections or not getting their fellowships or maybe an experiment didn't quite go the way you had planned, it's not the end of the world, but it's an opportunity to learn from mistakes and get better. So those are some of the advice I would give.
Thank you. Well, that's all the time that we have today for this podcast. I would like to thank our guests for coming in and talking to us today and giving us so many insightful things into their life as a graduate student at Clemson. Make sure to check out all the other CCAPS podcasts, and we will talk to y'all later. Thank you, y'all.
See you guys later.
Take care. See you.
CCAS is a production of Clemson University's College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences Office of Inclusive Excellence and Graduate Studies. For more information and conversations with our graduate students, subscribe to CCAS wherever you find your podcast. And remember to visit us at clemson.edu/CCAS for more information or to apply.